Hey, brother. I'm so sorry. I really didn't know you and your girlfriend were downstairs and that you were doing stuff. Sexy stuff. But it looked like you hadn't gotten too far yet, so I wasn't really interrupting, was I? I didn't mean to freak her out. I don't know why I screamed like that. It was just weird to see the two of you naked. And I really did think she was hurting you with her hand. You had this weird look on your face, but I'm sorry I made her leave, and that I made you have to hide under this blanket. But yeah, it's not like you won't get to see her again. There will be plenty of time this... Oh. She's moving away tomorrow. This was your last chance to get her. I'm sorry, but think of all the sex you had together with... This was going to be your first time? I got in the way of your first... Oh, I'm so sorry. Just to be clear, are you talking about your first handjob or your first, you know, the big thing? But both? I'm so sorry. Now I feel awful. You know, if you were my brother, I'd give myself to you and make it up that way. I could have been your first time, but we can't. The incest is wrong. Having sex with my brother would be wrong, and I'm a virgin myself. I even have the purity ring to prove it. But, I guess a handjob, it really isn't sex. I could give you one of those, you know, to make up for interrupting yours. It's the least I could do. No, I'm entirely serious. I feel totally bad about what I did. I ruined your fun with your girlfriend. Oh, ex-girlfriend, I guess. And it's not like we'd be doing anything wrong if I just masturbated you, right? Now, just move this blanket, okay? No, it's okay. I already saw pretty much everything when I came in. You don't really have anything to hide from me anymore. Particularly not that. So, you're not going to get creeped out if I touch it, right? Just gently at first, like this, wrapping my hand around it. It's so warm, and I can feel your heartbeat. It's so fast, and you don't seem to mind too much right now that I'm touching it, or at least not enough to tell me to stop. So, I guess this is the next part, huh? Just softly stroking it. How's that? Wait, maybe if my hand was wet, let me just jewel onto your thing and my hand a little. There we go. It glides so smoothly now. Am I doing as good as she did? She didn't use her spit on you, did she? Am I even better? Or is it just too weird from your little sister? Maybe us being related does mess it up a little, making it harder for you to enjoy it, but I could add some extra excitement. Let me take off my panties. She was completely naked, so the least I could do is give you the same view. And maybe even play with myself a little. I know I'm not supposed to do that, but I can't help it sometimes. Maybe if you could focus on that part of me, you'd forget about her. There. Just touching myself. While I touch you, help. I kinda like it. But now we have to be careful. When you finish that, none of it gets on me. Even outside is bad, and it'll probably end up shooting everywhere. I saw something on the internet once. What? No, never mind that. I feel bad even remember it. But we can't have you making a mess. But if I put it in my mouth, there wouldn't be a mess, would there? If I swallowed it all, that is. That way, none of it could end up where it shouldn't. And the blowjob is even better than a handjob, right? It's still not sex. Plus, you wouldn't have to look at your sister's face. Maybe you could imagine it's another girl's head in your lap and another girl's mouth on you. Just let me try a little. And if you don't like it, I can go back to just a hand job, okay? How is it? I can continue if you want until you finish. But you planned more than this with your girlfriend, didn't you? You were going to finish inside of her and not just her mouth. You know, I can't let you put it where you were going to put it in her. We can't do that for so many reasons, but I did prevent you from having sex today, so if you want, you could almost have sex with me. You could put it in my vagina. Now, that still wouldn't be sex or incest, but it could be fun. You could squirt it all inside of there, and we'd be safe. You've already got your dick all wet, and my fingers have gotten so wet from playing with myself. Pretty sure I'm wet all over. Let me just rub it around a little. While I get down onto my hands and knees. Okay. Come on, get closer. I'll just cover myself with my hand for a moment so you don't accidentally put it in the wrong place. Now, just your finger, yeah. No, that's the place. You'll be careful, right? Okay, put it in. Oh. No, it's okay. This will work. You're already inside me a little. Give me a minute. Okay. Okay, but slowly. And gently. The rest of the way. I told you to work here in my bottom. Oh, we're almost having sex. But it's not sex. It's not incest. Just even more slowly and gently than before, can you? Move it in and out. You know, if it doesn't spoil the mood, just remember that I'm your little sister, so you need to go easy on me. You're my protector. Faster, just a bit. I'm already getting more used to you. This is just as good as real sex, isn't it? Better. Maybe. Oh, you like it, right? Oh, oh, and I do too. Just make sure to leave it at me when you finish. Oh, deep in me. So it stays inside. Oh, can't get into my vagina. So nothing bad can happen. And I want to feel it. I want to feel it inside of me. Please. Please let me have it. Please let me have it, big brother. Oh. Yeah. Come in me. Come inside of me, big brother. Make up for not having real sex with your ex-girlfriend. That orgasm was real, wasn't it? And then, you know, if it wasn't good enough, then we can keep doing it until we get better. Much better.